Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there, John. Ahoy there.
Are we allowed to say way?
Yes.
We've been having a lot of chats about how to pitch.
What we can and can't do.
Because a lot of the characters we've gone through, that our guests that turn up, John, one in particular is not allowed on the podcast.
Not allowed. You can work out who that is. Mm. Several not allowed, actually, really.
And there's been no National League football, John.
On the face of it.
It's Tuesday.
Yes.
We're recording on Tuesday. There's a full card of matches tonight, which we will predict in a second. In a minute, I'm assuming that's what we're doing, is it?
Not got a lot else, to be honest.
It's a tough old week, John. And we thought, oh, okay, well, we'll just take the week off. And then you're going on holiday.
I'm going on holiday tomorrow.
So that'll be 2 weeks not
doing
one.
So then we'd have 2 weeks. Then we don't want you to forget about us.
So we thought we'd turn up, have a chat, discuss what we can't say.
Yeah.
I mean, we just did a really funny idea and not record it, didn't we, John? But and then we
decided, idea involving John Pemberton, but we can't do it. Can't be done.
And Ray and Dave.
We
did one with John Pemberton, Ray and Dave. Non-league Ray, I was riffing as earlier on, John.
Here's all the ideas. Have a think. Work out what they would have sounded
what
like.
What would John Pemberton have sounded like? What would... Hey, that bloke, old... He wouldn't have enjoyed it. Maybe it's time. The bloke who sent you the letter saying he hates John Pemberton.
Oh, yeah. The reducer.
Yeah.
Andy Wells.
You know Liz Truss, John? I know it's not National League.
Sadly, I do know Liz. She's not really got
main character energy, is she?
She's
not a political podcast, but...
No, she's a very dull speaker.
It's like she's not the main one. You can't believe it's her when she... it's her. Like, if you cast her as the lead in a school play... Like, she's not got Mary energy. Bet she was never Mary in the Nativity.
When she made the speech after the Queen's passing, it was like something a five-year-old had written.
Yeah.
It was like you'd said to your daughter, for example, let's write down what you think about the Queen. That was pretty much speech was. In fact, I think Betty's would have been better.
You don't have to agree with what they say. I don't know, and, you know, whatever. But you sort of feel like they have to have some sort of level of communication.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine she was ever Mary. I can imagine she was more either Angel 4 or Shepherd 2.
Some kind of,
do you know what I mean?
Clerical level.
Like
functional.
Because I've got real innkeeper energy about me. Haven't I, John?
True.
Real sort of innkeeper.
Just a sort of, comedy role.
I'm trying to work out what did you play in the
Nativity?
Come
on.
Trying to work shepherd. I think you're a shepherd.
I think I was a shepherd.
Like, watching your flocks by night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got real innkeeper. No room at the inn energy, haven't I?
Popping your head out of a saloon door. Hello there!
Yeah. But Liz Truss, yeah. I'm trying to judge people now by...
by nativity.
What nativity energy they give off.
We could go through the FOFs.
One by one.
Really cruel. That's got to start soon, actually. The FOF games, isn't it? Yeah, once the clocks go back.
Oh, actually, I was having some photos done the other day with a massive pasty, John.
I saw that.
You saw that.
The housewife's favourite.
And whereas having it done, they also do merch, and they do like big comedian, like Miranda's merch.
Yeah.
And like, and they said, oh, we need to do 200 more tea towels for Miranda or something like that. And I was like, you couldn't just stick like 10 on.
Yeah. It just says on the ice.
A misprint. This is on the ice.
Yeah.
But they weren't having any of it, John. Yeah. I was trying to get it under the wire. But there we are. What's I going to say about nativities as well? I don't know why I've gone down that line. So it's very difficult. There was no football.
No.
There was no football. And we are a National League football podcast. And why we weren't allowed to play, I don't know, Aldershot v Torquay. I've absolutely no idea, but we weren't. A decision was made, and whatever you believe, I don't agree with that decision.
No,
and I didn't on the day, and I didn't. I don't agree with the vibe of that decision, especially when Exeter Chiefs are playing up the road. I think the whole thing. Anyway, not a political podcast, and I think they should have played the National League at least.
It doesn't make a yeah. I think there's. It doesn't make a lot of sense when there's cricket at the Oval, there's rugby at Sandy Park.
Yeah, feels like quite a lot of posh sports went on, John.
Yeah.
Horse racing went on, didn't it, on the Sunday. National League doesn't count as a posh sport, I don't think. I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know, John.
This is a no-edit special, though. It's a no-edit
special.
This is making my life very easy.
I know. Well, where are you? What? Why can't you put any of this in? This is fine.
You can put this in.
Leave this in.
Yeah, you can leave this in.
The National League, John, it's going on tonight.
Yes.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. A full card.
A full card. I've got to the bottom of my Torquay shirt not turning up. A PayPal problem.
Oh.
Not my end, PayPal's end.
Oh.
So when I get home tonight, the new shirt might be there.
Might be there.
Here's the big news, actually, John. Here's some big news. I was picking my daughter up from primary school the other day.
Yeah.
Walking down the road. Coming the other way on a scooter and just went past in a flash.
Tony Bellew.
No.
Okay.
Would have been nice though.
Mervyn Benny. No.
Might have been. In a flash, I'd say an 8-year-old child on a scooter in a 100 years at Plainmoor third shirt.
Hey?
Black and white stripes.
What?
I live in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
I do not live anywhere near Torquay. I do not know any other Torquay United fans
Hang
who
on
live
a
near
second.
Me.
Second.
And I was like, what? And I went, Torquay United! And he just zoomed on. Just zoomed on. Wasn't even a yellow and blue shirt. And I was like, that is amazing. I want... It was like... And then I felt like, have I just dreamt that? Have I thought... No, but then I remember, I thought, was that a Juventus shirt? Was that a Newcastle shirt? But I remember seeing it on the back, 100 years, then that sort of gold writing that's on the back of it. Anyway, can I find... Because how'd you... There's no way of going into a school and saying, I'm looking for a child I saw outside the school. You can't go into school. So, but anyway, I've contacted the school secretary and said, I don't suppose you'd know who this is.
Yeah,
I gave a small description. Anyway, she took it on board and she's going to get back to me. Hopefully not with... me being put on a register of some kind.
No, you see, I think this is quite, alarming behaviour, really.
Do you think?
I think so.
I'm not interested in who the child is. I want to know who their mum and dad is, because they've obviously influenced them. So, John, that's what I'm trying to do, is find out who the mystery child is. I wish it wasn't a child.
Yes,
I wish
slightly
it was,
odd,
I wish
it?
It was a dad, but I do have a child at the school. I'm not just hanging around outside the school. So, anyway, the mystery deepens. I highly recommend Only Murders in the Building if anyone wants to watch.
Oh, yeah. Anything.
Anyway, the mystery deepens of who the child is.
Nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Well, I don't think people
living on that. Oxfordshire, ride a scooter wearing a Torquay shirt. How weird.
It's going to be great when I find out who it is.
It's always good when you see a fellow a Torquay fan in an unexpected place. It's not like if you're a Liverpool fan or a Man United fan or everywhere. It's a genuine shock.
It's like, Torquay, whoa! Torquay United!
Yeah.
Exciting.
Really
so
exciting.
Very exciting. John, let's talk about the games tonight.
Yeah.
Because there's a full card of games tonight in the National League. And, of course, we won last time we played, which is exciting. And we haven't discussed that, have we? Have we discussed that? Yes, yeah, we have. Of course we have. Yes. Yeah, we've discussed that. That was very good, wasn't it? Who was that against?
Southend,
yeah. Thrash them. Lovely stuff. So let's start. Altrincham Jean is at home to Scunthorpe John. Altrincham Scunthorpe John. Which is, but neither have had a great
Scunthorpe in a bit of a tailspin,
start
aren't they?
To the season. Let's have a look. Hang on a minute. Let's have a look where they are in the league, seeing as we've got plenty of time. Scunthorpe, bottom of the league, with Altrincham in. Where are Altrincham? They are. Oh, it's second bottom v bottom tonight in the National League.
That'll be a draw, won't it? 1-1.
Altrincham all over it, John. Thrashing them at home. 3-1 to
Whoa.
Altrincham. 3-1 to Altrincham. That's what I think tonight. What do you think?
1-1.
1-1. There we are. Barnet versus Dorking. Barnet will fancy this.
They'll
think tiny little Dorking, won't they?
3-1.
3-1, you think,
3-1
John?
3-1 Barnet.
3-1 Barnet. Barnet in 7th and Dorking in 18th. Yeah, I think Barnet win that tonight. I think they win that 2-3-0, I'm going to say. Ben Winter will work his magic. Boreham Wood versus Maidenhead United. Is that a derby, John? Not really, is it?
No.
Not a derby at all.
Not in the slightest, no. Not at all.
Royal County, of course. Is Royal County, is Maidenhead a Royal County? Not really, is it? As Windsor.
Berkshire,
yes. Not really. Boreham Wood versus Maidenhead United. Now, the Maidenhead algorithm.
I've got it written down, the equation here.
Let's have that, John, please.
It is. The Maidenhead equation is LP, league position.
League position, yeah.
Plus so, MS, money spent.
Yeah.
Plus E, expectation equals result.
Okay. Boreham Wood are 5th.
Yeah.
And Maidenhead are 17th. So league position goes in the favour of Maidenhead United. And what's the next? Money spent.
It's money spent.
The Boreham Wood spend money? They sort of do, don't
really,
they?
Really, not a lot.
Okay. And then what's the third one?
Expectation.
I think Boreham Wood would expect to beat Maidenhead United.
Yeah.
But I just get a feeling it's not very far away from them or anything like that.
There's no great odds.
But I have to go with the equation. And I think the equation comes out for Maidenhead United.
Right. Oh.
Or it's somewhere in the middle, actually. They're sort of in the middle. I'm going to say it's going to be a draw.
I'm going to say... go on, 2-1 win for Maidenhead United.
The Maidenhead equation, a draw or a win tonight. Very exciting. And right, Chesterfield v Southend. Chesterfield probably got Shimanga back, I'm assuming.
Mr. and Mrs. Knee, by the way, didn't understand the Chesterfield Cafe.
Didn't get it?
No.
Didn't understand it?
No, just by passing that on.
I don't know if we've got any letters, but we had some very nice feedback for the
play
Natobs players.
Natobs players.
Very nice. Didn't understand it. Why didn't they understand it?
I don't think they kept up with the latest developments at Chesterfield.
You have to be aware of the nichety. Is that it?
We'll go with it.
Nicheness.
Yep.
Of the podcast to understand a lot of the Natobs.
Yeah, they like the rest of it, but that was the feedback I got.
Okay,
so
well,
just
thanks
passing
for the,
that on.
Thanks for the negative feedback, Mr. and Mrs. Knee. Yep. Normally very supportive. Knee support. Nice.
It was Gammy at the golf this week. I took him to the golf.
No wonder it's Gammy.
Like
no
Ken
knee
on,
support.
Ken on the course.
Was
Gammy on the green. That was, yeah. That
enjoy
was,
the golf, John?
Did, yeah, loved it golf. Yeah, yeah.
Did he? Very nice. Good. Ken on the course.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't he? Chesterfield Southend. I think it's an easy win for Chesterfield.
Easy.
3-4-0.
2-0.
I think. Eastleigh versus Yeovil in Eastleigh. What a boring game this is. Eastleigh-Yeovil. Eastleigh, 11th, of course. Yeovil are 20th in the league on 6 points. I'm going to say they win tonight, though, Yeovil. I think Yeovil win and they beat Eastleigh. Come on, John.
It's bought 0-0.
0-0.
Dull game.
A goal game.
Goal game. Goal. Free goal.
Halifax versus Gateshead in the Vanarama National League. Halifax currently on 5 points.
Awful.
Terrible, terrible team. 22nd in the division. And it's Halifax, who did I say? Gateshead.
Yes.
And Gateshead are 19th.
Sort of doing all right.
It's a bottom of the table. No, they're not. They're 19th on 6 points.
I was thinking of York.
The bottom of the table clash.
Yeah.
It's Gateshead versus Halifax, John. And what's the score going to be?
1-0 Gateshead.
Okay. I think you might be right. Yeah. I think Gateshead are good. They've got a bit about them. I think you're right. I'm going to say 2-1.
Okay.
2-1 to Gateshead. And here we go. Going on to the next fixtures is Maidstone United. I still don't know where that is or who they are. Couldn't name you one player. I know they beat us, and I've been there.
Yeah.
But I just
knew nothing.
I have nothing about them. For them. Maidstone United versus Wealdstone. Talky play on
Stones
Saturday.
Derby.
Charlie Baker will be there. On Saturday.
Is that Saturday?
It's this Saturday coming.
Okay.
Maidstone United versus Wealdstone. Wealdstone away. In the jungle. Maidstone United versus Wealdstone. I'm going to go for a Wealdstone win, John.
So am I.
Wealdstone win. I'm going to say
2-0.
3-1. I'm going to say. I like a 3-1. Notts County, Aldershot. Notts County, a very, very good start.
Could be a cricket school.
You think? Very good. This could be... Who's the manager of Aldershot, John?
Mark Molesley.
And he's not had a great start.
4-1, Notts County.
I think it could be, yeah. That Macaulay Langstaff is some player. I'm going to say 5-0.
Ooh.
5-0 tonight to Notts County. Notts County are looking good. Mm. I mean, they won't win the league because Wrexham will win the league. But, you know... Torquay Solihull Moors. I'm going to say it's going to be a 2-1 victory for Torquay United this evening.
Really?
Yeah,
think
I'm very positive. Very positive, John.
I think probably the best we can hope for is a 1-1 draw.
We'll take a draw.
I think we'll probably lose, but I'll say 1-1 in the spirit of optimism.
Well, we don't let many in.
No.
Is the thing. I'm thinking, other than Woking.
No, it could be the night
could be
that
another
changes.
Woking, couldn't it? Yeah, okay. Woking versus Oldham. What a boring game that is. Terrible game.
Oldham,
Woking in 10th.
Awful.
Not had a bad start at all. Oldham are in... Where are Oldham? They're above us, John. Saying they're awful, but we've had a terrible start. 14th, Oldham. So it's 10th playing 14th. And so Woking versus Oldham, John. Woking at home. Interesting, isn't it? I think it's going to be a draw.
I was thinking that.
I'm going to say a 1-1 draw for that. Wrexham versus Dagenham and Redbridge. Oof. Cricket score.
Yeah, it could be massive.
Fours, fives.
4-0.
4-1 to Wrexham. York versus Bromley is the final in the alphabetical order of the evening's fixtures. York-Bromley. Come on, John.
1-0 Bromley.
Lanell John Lewis up front for York. Yeah. Finding his feet in the division.
1-0 Bromley.
1-0 Bromley. I think York will win that. 2-0. There we are. That's tonight's scores, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, when people listen to this, it'll be Thursday. Will they even bother to check? They'll know how good we are at predictions or not.
I'm going to schedule this podcast for Thursday. You're going to have to tweet about it.
I'll tweet about it. And I will also give an update on how we did with the scores.
Yeah.
That'll be a good thing
there
to do, isn't it? A nice little thing like that. I'm going to be at Wealdstone on Saturday, John.
Yeah.
Wealdstone away. I've never been.
I've been.
You've been.
You have to go into the away end through,
comms,
through a porter cabin.
I've done
it twice, actually.
You went on the pandemic season. Didn't you?
It was last season when their wall fell down. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. So we couldn't go.
We couldn't go. And
it was terrible.
I did that.
Did
and
we
then
lose?
I did it in one of. Yeah, we.
Oh, we had the disallowed goal.
It was 1-1.
A disallowed goal in the last.
Like, yeah.
It apparently went over the line. Remember that?
Yes.
That was that, wasn't it?
And I also went to one of Gary Johnson's first games there in the National League South, and we won 3-0.
4 years that we're recording on Tuesday. It's 4 years of Gary Johnson at Torquay United. John, let's talk about that.
Four years, etc.
I know we don't mention him that much on the podcast.
No.
And it's not a Torquay podcast.
No, it's not.
But, you know, it's what you dream of, isn't it? Someone coming into your club... A positive difference, making you win, giving you a really good long experience of success at a club. Not necessarily in the last year, but his hands have been tied.
Yeah, I think so. I think on the whole, great. I think maybe things haven't been quite as good.
I don't think that's his fault,
Ashton
John.
Gates.
I don't think that's his fault. I don't think that's
but
his fault.
But it might not be his fault.
We don't know, do we? But, I mean, let's not talk about Ashton Gate. Why have you dragged it down to Ashton Gate?
Well, it's... Yes. Sorry. Sorry. Trying to cheer everybody up this week.
Why? Well, you're not cheering everybody up, are you?
I know. That's the whole day. I've just let us down.
Sad times. You've dragged it down, John. I was being very jolly with the podcast, and you've just gone, Ashton Gate. Here we are.
We'll look at the events of this last week as a seismic event in the history of modern Britain.
Mm-hmm.
In much the same way as Ashton Gate.
Actually, yes. I would have liked us to have had a week off after Ashton Gate.
Yeah.
And a bank holiday Monday and all those things. Got any letters?
Yes.
It's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener? John, do we have any letters?
A couple of letters.
Lovely.
And the old tweet here or there.
Okay,
as well.
I think
we should mention Darren Smith's... Why not? We should mention Darren Smith's tweet from last week off the back of the NatHobs players.
Oh, yes.
Returning to the podcast last week with their impromptu performances.
Oh, yeah,
that
was
one
very,
of which
very,
was
very
the
good.
Film trailer for The Great Mark White.
Yes.
But Darren does point out that maybe it should have been The Great White Mark.
Yeah, why don't you get your own podcast, Darren?
I think he actually
That's
has
what I
got
say
his
to
own
you,
podcast.
Darren.
I think he does the Chelmsford City podcast.
We'll do it on your own one then, Darren. Why don't you do The Great White Mark? Come up with the idea, produce it, you do it. Thank you, Darren, for pointing out our massive mistake.
He has photoshopped Mark White's hat onto the shark
that
as
very,
well.
It did a nice job. But
very
I did say to him,
done.
I did say to him, that would mean some sort of thought had gone into
planning.
It. We hadn't just gone, just sort of, oh, I know what we could do.
Another one on a long line of NatHobs nearly misses.
It's quite a lot.
Almost good.
189. How many episodes?
189.
189
yeah.
episodes of nearly.
Of oh, that was not bad.
Close. I'd say we've done about 15 good episodes in that time.
What's that? That's less than a 10%.
Yeah, but you know, listen to one in 10. You might get one of the good ones. Sometimes two good ones in a row.
Sometimes.
Read us those letters, John.
David Gladys Gladman.
On the ice, David.
Foth 39.
Oh, yeah.
Now, unbelievably, I thought your talk of wind last week was leading us nowhere.
John?
Gladys has come forward.
There's always talk. There's always talk of something.
He says, greetings from north of the wall. In relation to your wind chat, I think you asked me what's the windiest place I've ever been.
Yes, John.
I don't really have an answer.
Ah.
He says, in my mid-20s, while soldiering, it is, I thought it said soldering, soldering.
Hard to, soldering. But it's hard to solder in wind.
Soldering on Salisbury Plain. Could you solder on Salisbury Plain?
Oh, some soldering, well done.
The exercise was cancelled due to the hurricane force winds, so we packed up and returned to barracks.
What happens if you're at war and there's a hurricane force wind?
Hold on, guys. Weapons
Stop
down.
Stop the war. Play the pipes of peace.
Can someone get a message through to the Taliban?
It's Too Windy for War, my new album. Too Windy for War. Yeah, but while soldiering on Salisbury Plain.
Soldiering on... No. I then walked home to find my car under a tree, says Gladys.
Oh.
The only tree that fell in the garrison that day landed on my bloody car.
Oh, it's a sign.
Yeah.
It's a sign. Is that it? Is that the story?
And he says, and also, we were never going to win at Maidstone after John stated Maidstone are not very good.
No,
just twice. after we missed our fourth shot.
That is twice, John.
Cursed.
Twice. Bromley and Mason, I cursed it. I cursed it, Bromley. I cursed it. No, you cursed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You bought the gods on of Vanaramus.
I've tempted them a couple of times. I'm not going to be doing that anymore.
I don't tempt them anymore.
No.
Just let them go. Thanks for the
Gladys.
The letter, Glad. On the ice to you. Smashing. What's the other one?
Mark Ridley.
Newton.
Mark Ridley says, hi, Charlie and John. In the years up till the 1970s, you would occasionally get footballers who were equally talented at cricket and were able to play both sports professionally.
Especially in Torquay and that's
CB
the way
Fry.
Yeah, right.
That is not possible now, but there's a National League player who's very talented at both sports. Dan Lincoln.
Dorking's goalkeeper? Dorking's goalkeper. Yeah, I knew this.
Also the captain of Berkshire County Cricket Club. He's done the double of the Minor County Championship and the One Day Cup. The latter of which is held at Wormsley, a stunningly beautiful ground. Are there any other similarly talented sportsmen kicking around the National League? All the best, Mark Ridley.
I'd love to
and
know that.
And he says, P.S., can you do another play for today based on Abigail, who's the Wrexham manager's wife, and call it Abigail's Parky?
Do your own one. What I say to all these people is,
just
look,
do it.
It's good for Mark. You record it. Send it in. We'll play it out if it's any good. Record it yourself. We'll put it on the podcast. We'll call the section "Not as easy as you think." No, Newton. What a lovely idea. What a lovely idea.
Multi-talented.
Why don't the counties, John, have minor counties? Like, what makes one county? This was the trick they missed with the 100.
Yeah.
They should have made minor counties to
Cumbria,
play it. And you stick them on the telly. It would have been brilliant, wouldn't it? Cumbria, Norfolk. Devon, Berkshire, yeah. Norfolk and good. But he's the best we've got. But he's the best we've got.
Yeah.
That would have been a really good thing with the 100 to have done.
Do you know what? I don't really know why the minor counties exist. It's a good question. It's slightly stupid, isn't it? Oh, that's... Yes.
Classist, I would say. And that's where we came in.
There we are.
There we are. If you want to send us a letter, which we do, and you've got a two-week window now to record...
Do you know
what you can do, if you want to? Record your own Nat Obs players.
Record
your own sketch. A few of you had suggestions for us. That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Record your own. Not in a passy ag way. Just record your own. Send them to us, and we'll put some of them on the podcast if we receive any.
More like a pasty ag way.
Yeah, pasty aggressive. What a, I've got to write that down.
Hang on. I think that is mine. Write it down.
You're not going for the Jethro Pound, as I call it. Right. How do people send us a letter, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, or get us on. We'll try and do something. We'll try and stick some tweets out and stuff like that. But we are off for 2 weeks.
Sorry, yeah, it's my fault.
John's off on holiday. Well deserved holiday. And having just had a holiday, I really recommend holidays to people.
I'm off to spread the word of the National League stateside.
Stateside.
Yeah, just to see if I can get any interest in the little National League. I don't think anyone's beaten me to it.
Ever heard of Altrincham? I know, what a nightmare. Everyone likes Wrexham now, John. I mean, that's good, isn't it? It's good for the National League, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they will leave us next year and then we won't be interested in us anymore. And that'll be it. And there'll be big League 2 fans.
I'm going to get them interested in a National League club that's stuck there forever.
Over to you, Oldham. Okay. have fun, John, on your holiday.
Cheers.
On the ice, you all.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.